This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Mark, Roshan Kanison and Noel Lim. It's 7:07 a.m, Friday the 14th of August. And in about 15 minutes, we're going to be speaking with corporate lawyer Lee Sheh on the COVID-19 bill that has been tabled in Parliament. But before that, we're taking a look at the markets.
Yeah, so, U.S. equities pulled back from the cusp of record highs. Investors are mulling the stalemate in stimulus negotiations and also signs or early signs of an economic recovery. In any case, the Dow dropped 0.3%, the S&P 500 fell 0.2%, NASDAQ rose 0.3%.
Yeah, and if we take a look over in Asia, the markets were relatively mixed. Japan was at 1.8%, China was down. But China was pretty much flat. It was down under 0.1%. So let's just call that flat. The Singapore was 1.3% in the green. Hong Kong was also about flat. And KLCI was down 0.5% yesterday.
So this morning, for some insight into global markets, we have on the line with us Tim Mulholland, president of TJM Limited. Tim, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Now, US markets appear to still be more or less rising on technology stocks. Is the tech frenzy overdone? And are there other sectors with cheaper valuations that might have been overlooked?
Yeah, I think the tech sector, by any measure, is very, very stretched, to say the least. And the areas that haven't participated, I mean, let's face it, I think it's been something like there's 7 or 10 stocks that have been responsible for, most of the gain. Extraordinary. But financials, as I've been saying for quite some time, as you know, have been cheap. And I think cyclicals and companies that are they're leveraged if we were to get a recovery, which, could very well be. And I think those are the companies to look for. So basically value versus growth. It's stretched its historic levels right now, and I think it's time for tactical allocation at a minimum.
Well, Lyft and Cisco reported lower results due to COVID-19. Do you see this as an opportunity to pick up these stocks, or you'll be still more selective?
It's interesting. People don't realize this. The first $1 trillion valuation stock that was talked about was Cisco back in 2000. And that was the darling. That was the Amazon of the market at that time. And the high in Cisco was $80 in 2000. It's not got past 60 in 20 years. So, in any matter, Cisco, did when anyone lays staff off, I think you have to worry a little bit. But, I think they're probably a good value. I don't think they're going to rally anytime, but they pay a decent dividend, and I think it's safe. So, I think you could start accumulating some Cisco. But just a little history for you there.
Thanks.
U.S. inflation figures were up in July, Tim, compared to June. Combined with the jobs data that came out last night, what kind of economic outlook are we seeing in the U.S.?
Well, I think the inflation is one of the things I think is something. Nobody has been talking about it until, maybe recently, and still nobody believes it. But I think you're into a higher inflation environment. And to get to an earlier point, in your long tech and your long growth, your long duration, and I don't think you want to be long duration via equities or via bonds right now, because I think higher inflation will mean higher rates at some time. And I think that feeds into my rotation into the value of cyclicals.
And Tim, will the appointment of Kamala Harris as a potential vice president have any bearing on future U.S. economic policy? Is she considered by Wall Street to be market friendly?
I think that Silicon Valley should be the friendliest towards Silicon Valley. I think the market actually, the gap is narrowed. I think the choice of her, I'm not so sure how much it's going to help. I think it's, it's hard to really say. But as far as market unfriendly, I think the policies of Joe Biden on balance may be market unfriendly. But Kamala Harris certainly is not unfriendly to Silicon Valley by her past record. And I think just from her association.
Tim, gold was above $2,000 an ounce a few days ago. This week, it's not had that. It's fallen below that $2,000 mark. It's now trading around $1,960 per ounce. Is this a good time to add metal to the portfolio, or wait for further retracement there?
I think you should be. I think gold is one of the commodities. Gold, silver. I think even copper. But I think gold did certainly accumulate here on weakness, because I don't think we've seen the highs in gold, because I certainly don't see the Fed moving off this policy at any point soon. And I also think that doesn't bode well for the dollar either.
What do you think will be gold's resistance price?
Oh, you know, there's all over the place. If you've talked to Mark Faber, I'd like to hear what he said. No, I think you're probably going to see something like in the 2,500 area, I would think, maybe even 3,000.
All right. Well, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, Tim. That was Tim Mulholland, president of TJM Limited in Chicago, talking to us about gold, but also about the kind of expectations in the U.S. For the tech sector and with the appointment of Kamala Harris as Joe Biden's running mate when it come the election time in November. But if we also look at some other international headlines this morning, according to Bloomberg, Apple is planning to unveil a range of subscription bundles alongside its new iPhones this October, marketed. So these are going to be marketed towards families, and the bundles are being internally referred to as Apple One, though that's not necessarily the name that they're going to be launched under.
Not Apple Force One? Anyway, these bundles, I think, would be a good idea, because right now, when you have a bunch of services all over the place, it may be easier to get, if you want them to, and you may subscribe to one or two or three, but you may not subscribe to more than that, right? So if you can put something in all in one, then you may subscribe to that additional service that you don't necessarily use, but because it collectively is a little bit cheaper, you may just subscribe to it. But of course, this is something that they're looking into. Apple has released Apple TV Plus, Apple Arcade. They had Apple Music from a little while back. So maybe it's a good way to consolidate all of it for the user base that they have.
Yeah, in addition to all these bundles, they really want to start offering new software and hardware combinations, including a free year of Apple Arcade, like you mentioned, with a purchase of an Apple TV, maybe. However, Bloomberg says Apple doesn't plan to include monthly payment plans for iPhones or Macs with these bundles straight away.
Yeah, and if you just take a look, there was some news actually just about an hour ago that Apple has removed Fortnite from its App Store. This was earlier today, that has prompted a lawsuit from the game's creator, Epic Games. Now, this is a big move because Fortnite is one of the biggest games on Earth right now. And this seems to be a little bit of a tiff that's been brewing between the two of them that revolves around the company's 30% take rate from the App Store, being on the App Store in terms of revenue. So I think Apple's standing by that Fortnite didn't follow all the rules and violated the App Store guidelines, so that's why they've removed it. Very, very interesting, because on the back of this, you've also got the entire U.S.-China trade tensions and all of that. But the Apple App Store 30% take rate is something that's being that Congress is taking a look at. And now we've seen someone actually, Epic Games is not a small player in taking them to court.
No, and Epic is filing a lawsuit saying that Apple's move is actually anti-competitive, and they've said that they aren't seeking money, but rather for Apple's practices to be stopped. So this is anti-competitive measures is something that has been quite in the forefront when we talk about any of the big tech players recently. So it'll be very interesting to see where this goes. But right now we have some messages coming up for you. And then up next, we're going to be speaking with corporate lawyer Li Xie on the recently tabled COVID-19 bill. So stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.